Please stand by. We're about to begin. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to today's conference call of AGF and Allianz SE. For your information, this conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to hand the call over to your host today, Mr. Charlie Zagaro. Please go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to pass on to Mr. Jean-Philippe Thiery, Chairman of AGF and member of the board of Allianz SE.
Good morning, everybody. I'm happy to be there. I'm here with Paul Arleitner and Helmut Perlet, member of the board of management of Allianz SE, and Laurent Mignon, who is the CEO of AGF here in Paris. The announcement of the full buyout of the minorities of AGF by Allianz is a natural move after approximately 10 years when Allianz became the main shareholder of AGF. It's a friendly move. It has been discussed in the board of directors of AGF yesterday evening, and I can tell you that our board and our independent directors fully support this move. This is coming at the right moment for different reasons. First, because our share price really reflects the value of the company. And a second reason is that Allianz has moved into an Allianz SE, and we will be part of the building of European structure. This is also the right moment because all our team for now years and years are working more and more together and are used to that. We think also this is a good move for our customer who will benefit from strengthened cooperation between our different units. So now, as you know, we will have a legal process. An expert has been appointed by our board of directors, and Paul Arleitner will explain to you that the formal bid will only start in 1 month or in 6 weeks. I will now hand over to Mr. Arleitner.
Thank you, Jean-Philippe. Let me make this mercifully short so that we can come to the questions that you undoubtedly will have. As you saw in our press release, Allianz will offer a mixed share cash offer to the AGF shareholders, which is based on 87.50 euros in cash and a quarter share of Allianz, or to actually make this a little bit smoother, for every four AGF shares, you would get 350 euros in cash and one Allianz share. This is a so-called pre-announcement under the French securities regulation, which means that the normal time periods that come along with such an announcement are prolonged, which means that in the context of, I will say, around the 22nd of February, but let's just say the end of February, we will come forward with the detailed offer, including all the necessary documentation that is required by the securities laws, and we'll then have, quote-unquote, the formal launch. But obviously, we are quite clear, according to regulation, with what the offer entails and will entail going forward. It is also fair to say that this tender offer that we are discussing here has to be seen in the context of potential next steps and envisioned next steps that would follow such a tender offer, because it is clearly the desire of the group to achieve 100% shareholding in AGF. So therefore, in case that there is a more than 95% acceptance, we end up with an ownership of more than 95% in AGF stock, we will initiate a squeeze-out proceeding according to French law. If we do not achieve that level, we will initiate a merger, cross-border merger process, which would be voted in by the respective shareholders' meetings where the voting and necessary majorities are already secured. So against that background, that's the offer that is on the table. And I think just to be fair in the context of this overall call, I should point out that at the same point in time, our German holding company, insurance holding company, has actually announced that they intend to buy out the minorities, remaining minorities on Allianz Leben, the German life insurance company that we do not already control, which is 9% free float in that Stuttgart-based German market leader in life insurance, which will be happening and will be initiated in sequence, but probably on a somewhat steeper time schedule given the differences in the French and the German requirements and regulations as far as time limits are concerned. That, I think, from my point of view, is what needs to be said on the technical terms, and maybe we can open it up for questions.
Thank you. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you'd like to ask a question, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touch-tone telephone. If you find that your question has been answered, you may remove yourself by pressing star 2. We'll pause for just a moment to give everybody an opportunity to signal for questions. We'll take our first question from Michael Slamik from Börsen-Zeitung. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Michael Slamik, Börsen-Zeitung. Good morning. I've got two questions, please. The AGF share is near an all-time high. Could you please explain the timing of the deal? And the second one, does this transaction change the dividend-paying policy of Allianz in this year? Thanks.
If I may address both of those issues, first of all, your point on the AGF share price is correct. However, I would like to point out that we are reflecting that by making an offer at market, because it is the clear perception of all the market participants that the AGF share price already reflects the speculation that has set in terms of a potential minority buyout that was triggered by our move on the Italian operations of RAS. So that if you actually consider that in quote-unquote a normal undisturbed share price environment in the French market, you would offer minority buyout premia of somewhere between 20 to 30%, let's say 25%, then you would actually, and you look at our offer, you would see that that is exactly what's on the table if you make the adjustments, and therefore we are reflecting that by making an offer at market rather than at a significant premium on an already speculative, if I may say so, price development. Point number two, this move will have no impact on the dividend goals of Allianz Group.
Could I add one question, please?
Please.
Thanks.
We'll make an exception.
Okay. You could have started the offer with together the RAS offer some months ago. Why didn't do you?
The answer is also quite straightforward. To be blunt and say this up front, we couldn't afford it because we would have had to find that part with a equity content that would have been very significant in order to make that happen, and that equity content would have been so high that it would have been dilutive and non-attractive for our shareholders. So we were very clear at the time that we would only do this transaction, which strategic logic we have never denied, but we would only do that at a time where we thought that it was actually beneficial not only to the obviously to the AGF shareholders, but also to the Allianz shareholders. Point number two, the complexity of a cross-border merger that, as you know, in the context of RAS, was the first time that that had ever been executed, to have that by adding a three-way merger would have been one that defies imagination even of the most sophisticated market participants, and therefore it was clearly right to start this by gaining our experience. We have now proven that such a transaction can be effectively executed, and we are therefore in a comfortable position that now, when we can afford it, to do it in a financing structure that is also beneficial to the Allianz shareholders, that we can execute this transaction, knowing that the back-end merger is something that we know how to do and can actually effectively make happen, which we couldn't have done 1.5 years ago.
Thank you, Mr. Achleitner.
Next question, please.
Thank you. We have a question now from Oliver Suess from Bloomberg. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, good morning. I'd just like to ask about are there any cost reductions that might follow and are already specificable, and job losses as well to be feared in the companies? And last question would be, are there any plans for your Portuguese unit to buy out the other shareholder there as well? Thank you.
So, first of all, this is a transaction where simply the ownership structure changes, but it does not have any operational consequences, okay, in terms of the existing structure. This is not to say that not some processes will become more effective, because if you think about simple things such as reinsurance in the group or, you know, liquidity management, other things which have been more complicated due to the fact that we needed to, from a regulatory point of view, make sure that the minorities are actually fully reflected in these type of global programs. But it is not one where we expect any structural changes, nor do we expect any changes in the people managing the operation. Secondarily, we do have a number of operations, of course, in the world where we actually have industrial strategic partners who hold minorities in companies, as you referred to the Portuguese operation. That is very different from having the public in there as a minority shareholder, and therefore we have no intentions to actually change our setup with those industrial partners, unless, of course, the individual situation merits that. And let me use this opportunity to point out one example. It was announced this morning that in Taiwan, in our life insurance operation, that we are actually buying out our life insurance partner, President's Group there. That is based on the merits of the situation in the Taiwanese market and our agreement with them. And it just coincides with, by sheer coincidence, with today's announcement. It is also not a big operation, even though it accounts for $1.3 billion in life premium. But that is a logic that comes from the interaction between two strategic partners, and not a logic that has to do with corporate finance or public companies.
Is that okay, Mr. Zeus? Well, we have Jean-Philippe.
Mr. Zeus, Jean-Philippe Thierry, if I may add, the fact that there will be no more minorities shareholders in AGF will clearly facilitate the implementation of all our global program, not only in terms of capital management, in terms of treasury, in terms of reinsurance, but also all the cooperation we have organized in the last years between the different company of Allianz, taking the best practice of one, becoming the common practice for everybody. It will be much more easy, and we will be more focused on the business issue and not having to deal with this complexity. This will allow some savings, of course, because we will not have to have a consolidation by our own in a AGF subgroup. We don't need any investment relations team, and we will have there a more streamlined organization inside the group Allianz.
Next question, please. Or is that okay, Mr. Zeus?
Yes, that's okay. Thanks very much.
Okay, next question, please. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a question now from Marcus Sir from FAS. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good morning. I have three questions. The first one, coming back to the first question of Mr. Schlemick, I still don't understand why Allianz buys right now, because Mr. Diekmann in the last year repeatedly said that he would like to own AGF as a whole, but the price is too high, the share price is too high. Now the share price is even higher and you do buy. I can understand that. Maybe Mr. Achleitner could tell a bit more about that. And the second question, how expensive is the whole, are the two deals? I think 7.5 billion, but how much do you spend on each of the two deals? Could you elaborate a bit on that, and how do you want to finance it? And the last question, does this integration of AGF has any consequences on Dresdner Bank, which you want to move Dresdner Bank to France, and does it make the integration make it easier for Dresdner to go to France?
Let me try and address this, starting from the back, because that's the easiest. There's absolutely no implication for Dresdner Bank. Point number two, in terms of the financing volume, we're talking about a totality of roughly 10.5 billion, of which 9.8 reflects the buyout of the AGF minorities, and roughly 700 million reflects the buyout of the Allianz Leben minorities. Your first point, let me take a step back. I think it is important, again, to look at, first of all, if you raise the question of is it expensive or not, that is a question, frankly, of relative value between us in terms of as an acquirer and also AGF as, the buyout target. Point number one, in terms of the relative value, we are in a position where we are today in a more comfortable position than we were a while back, or at least also half a year ago. Point number two, it is a question of how you can actually finance that, i.e. the cost of that financing, not only in an absolute cost, but also to your shareholders. And what Michael Diekmann referred to is that in the past, it was too expensive for us to finance such a transaction, because we would have had to finance it largely with equity in order to continue to have the capital strength that we have and that we require for our business, because we do consider our capital strength to be a very important competitive advantage. So given the cost of that equity component to our shareholders, it would have been way more expensive than it is now, where we can actually lower those costs given the financing structure that we have announced. Thirdly, and just to highlight and emphasize again the point which I tried to make earlier, if you actually had to step up to do this transaction, so let's say at the quote-unquote before speculation set in, you would have had to offer some kind of a premium in that context. Well, now that premium has been figured into the market, so that we actually have a price that all in combination with what I just said about the financing, allows this to be a beneficial transaction, which is both acceptable and beneficial for the AGF shareholders, but at the same point in time, acceptable and beneficial for the Allianz shareholders. That would have not been the case a year ago.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question.
We have a question now from Fabian Bouliard from Insurance Day. Please go ahead.
Good morning. I just wanted to know what the consequences would be on the AGF brand, whether you were going to keep this brand or impose the Allianz brand in France. Thank you.
Jean-Philippe Thierry, the question of branding is a different question of the question of the capital. We are working now for 1 year very deeply on how we can leverage both as assets. AGF brand, which is a brand which has a high awareness in France, but is certainly having some, let's say, connotation of a very traditional institution. And to leverage the Allianz brand, which is a more powerful and a more modern brand. These studies are not completely achieved, but what I can say is we are working to find the best of both worlds in the interest of our customer.
Next question, please.
Thank you. We'll take our question from Ulrika Dauer from Dow Jones. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good morning, everybody. I had a question about you said that the deal will be EPS accretive in 2008. Can you quantify that?
We will quantify that in the context of the precise announcement when it then comes, because at that point in time, we will be in a position to publicly also talk about our full earnings numbers for 2006, which obviously are instrumental in this whole thing. But, you know, again, if we wouldn't believe that we could demonstrate to you then on a numbers basis that it is stock accretive, EPS accretive, we wouldn't be stating that. Of course, secondarily, if you look at the IBIS numbers, i.e. the analyst expectations that are out there, and you do your numbers, then you easily see that the transaction is accretive by
3%. 3% in 2008.
Those are the 2007 numbers.
Okay. Thank you.
Next question, please.
Thank you. We've got a question now from Sebastian Joss from Dieselt. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I have got two questions. Once again, about the timing of the transaction. You said that the environment is now better for you because the Allianz share price has risen. But even if you calculate this, you have to offer about 10 euros more per RDF share in cash than you would have to do about one and a half year ago. So I still wonder why this is now a better timing than it would be a half year ago perhaps. And the next question is whether AGF and Allianz Leben will remain separated corporates or whether they will be merged totally with Allianz SE and ADAC.
Point number, if I again can address your second point first because it's easy. There are no changes in the corporate structures and setups in both companies.
Okay.
Secondarily, again, let me try and come back to your question. Point number one, the price, of course, today is higher than it was a year ago, but so are most prices, okay? And you have had an appreciation in the general stock market, okay, which actually, you know, has been rising. Secondarily, again, the point that I'd like to make is the financing structure that we can employ today is much more favorable than it would have been a year ago, which, of course, is based on the strength of our operational earnings and our results that we have generated over the course of the last year, which I think most people recognize to be, you know, quite an achievement, and they put us in the position to actually do that. Point number three, I tried to point out that, you know, a year ago, people and AGF shareholders might have had expectations for the future, which at this point in time are priced into the share price, so that we might have had to pay a similar price a year ago than what we would what we are now paying.
Is that okay, Mr. Joost?
Yes, that's okay. Thank you.
Next question, please.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from Ulrika Dauer from Dow Jones. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Is a share buyback still high on the agenda, or is it now a bit lower after this transaction? Thank you very much.
First of all, what we have communicated and what Michael Diekmann has communicated is that in the spirit of the capital discipline that we have introduced in the group, that we are working on improving the payout in the group so that we move in line with industry standards, you know, over the next few years. That payout can be either achieved through dividends or through share buybacks, and that, frankly, is a technical question that depends on what seems to be more advantageous. All I can say at this point in time is that on that statement by Michael Diekmann, nothing changes.
Okay, thank you.
Next question, please.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 to signal now. We have a question now from Christian Kramer from Reuters. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. It's actually Jonathan Gould from Reuters. I was just wondering about, I was looking at the price for Allianz Leben, which appears to be about 778 on the Stuttgart Exchange and 777 on Frankfurt, which is higher than your offer price. What are the chances that you might have to sweeten your offer for either in either of these two deals?
Well, first of all, in the context of AGF, the situation is very straightforward, as indicated before. If we don't collect those shares, we're simply going to effect a cross-border merger, and then people will have to take the values and exchanges values that a court-appointed auditor is going to determine. And we have given, and we will continue to give, the health warning that we would expect that to be less favorable than what we are offering right now. In the context of the German life insurance company, following a lack of acceptance, even though I think that's unlikely given the fact that we already have 91%, but in case that we fail to reach the squeeze-out situation of 95%, we would probably just continue, but do that on the basis of a domination agreement, which we just then continue and which will put things to rest, so that in both cases we consider it, in the case of AGF, you know, for the reasons of the merger, in the case of Leben, in the case of the domination agreement, we consider that the chances of an improvement of the offer are nil.
Okay for you?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, Jonathan. Next question.
Thank you. We have a question now from Christine Schultz from DPA. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. My first question is, do these transactions do have any influences on the jobs at Allianz? And can you tell us something about the influences on the group figures for the next years? Thank you.
There is no influence on the jobs, as we have indicated, that this is not a restructuring type of exercise. And secondarily, there is, except of course I say this hesitantly as my learned colleague who sits over there, but the necessity of an investor relations department in a non-quoted company will become to be discussed. But otherwise, there are no impacts. And the second question, sorry, was in terms of future numbers, I don't think, Helmut, if you want to jump in here, but I don't think we want to say anything about future numbers, do we?
Well, I think I can give you some indication here. In a nutshell, the two transactions will about consume roughly $4 billion of capital, because there is goodwill, obviously, of in the order of magnitude of $7 billion out of the two transactions, and that is partly offset by the announced equity increase of $3 billion. But nevertheless, I would expect, as we had a very strong quarter Q4, I don't have the final numbers now, that overall our capital situation is maybe even after the $4 billion slightly improving compared to September 06. So having said this, would mean that also our solvency ratios, rating positions remain okay. As Paul has said, that this deal is EPS accretive. You will see some increase of our bottom line net income. Also, of course, after the cost of financing transactions, and also it would have a positive impact, significant positive impact on the overall cash position of Allianz SE as a holding company. I think that is in a nutshell the most significant implications.
Thank you.
Next question.
Thank you. It appears there are no further questions at this time. Mr. Galli-Sogaro, I'd like to turn the conference back over to you for any additional or closing remarks.
Well, thank you. I thank you, everybody, for questions and answers and for taking this quick surprise con call. I wish you a very good working day to everybody in France, Germany, and all over the world. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That will conclude today's conference, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your participation, and have a good day. You may now disconnect.
Thank you.